I'm Mike Dukett, the current president of the Robert Burns World Federation. As far as I'm aware, this is the first interactive Burns Supper on air. And by taking part in it, hopefully you will learn a wee smidgen about Scotland's national bard and begin to appreciate a bit more just why he is so revered, not only here in Scotland, but across the world.
Good evening and welcome to the sounds of a Burns Super Supper, brought to you on the World Wide Web on clanradio.net.
Fair for your honest sonsy face, great chieftain of the puddin' race, I've been them all ye at your place, pain stripe or term, will or ye wordy o' a grace, as lang's my heir.
As each succeeding year returns, we meet to honour Robert Burns.
And we now proceed to another highlight of a Burns supper, the toast to the lasses.
No matter what kind of girl I took home, my mother always disapproved. So my mate Frankie said, look, find a girl just like your mother. She's bound to like her. So I did. I went out and I found a lovely girl, and within weeks, this girl even dressed and talked like my mother. So I took her home, but my father didn't like her.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great honour and pleasure to make this reply to the toast to the lasses. My daughter tells me that for every one word a man uses, a woman uses 11 words.
When Chapman Billies leave the street and truthy neighbours meet, as market days are wearing late and folk begin to tack the gate, and we sit boozing at the nappy and getting foo and uncle happy.
A big thank you to all the artists who gave of their time and their music and their recitations, all wrapped around in the name of Robert Burns.
This is an extract from Clan Radio's Burns Super Supper. To download or stream the full show, which contains everything you need for an authentic Burns Supper, apart from the haggis, go to clanradio.net.